Here we are at January the 2nd, 2022, and it's the new year, and I like to preach on Psalm 121 for the new year. I think it's a wonderful text to work on for the rest of this year in my life, and I trust in yours. So let me read you Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Pray with me. Holy Lord, most gracious, holy, holy, holy God, who was and is to be. May these words infuse into our soul. May we make them flesh in our lives. May we look to you and rest in your care. Lead us now. Amen. This is regarded, as far as we can tell, and we don't know much about the Psalms, except the very words themselves, but it's really believed that this is what's called a pilgrim psalm. Imagine, if you will, a group of people coming from far away in Israel to Jerusalem for one of the major feasts. They are footsore, they are weary, and here they come now and they see the Temple Mount. They see Mount Moriah, they see Jerusalem, they see this, the holy city, they see the holy temple, and their spirits are revived. We're almost there. We're almost there. And so they say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Now, it's interesting because this verse, this psalm, is radically misquoted as being a paean of praise to mountains. And you see this verse inscribed in plaques at great mountainous overlooks. Now, it couldn't be further from the truth. What it's saying is that God is not in the high places, God is not on the mountain, but God is not in the temple, but God is the one who dwells in the temple. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, it's a new year. Where will we look for help? Of course, it makes no sense, this New Year thing. The galaxies don't know it. The cosmos don't know it. The sun does its thing. The earth does its thing. The moon does its thing. It's not aware of the New Year. It's a human thing. And we look to this as saying, well, we've got a fresh start. We can forget the wrongs and the mistakes last year, we can get it right this year. And what this psalm says to us is, where are we going to look for guidance, help, and security? In what do we trust? We're pilgrims. We are just passing through this world. How hard that is for us to remember. Peter writes in his first epistle, "Dear friends, I urge you as aliens, pilgrims, and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. We have to tread lightly here, and this world must have a very light touch upon us, because this is not our home. I understand that in the early days of passenger aviation, in this country, flight attendants would come and ask you, sir or madam, what is your final destination? They needed to know which airport you were going to get off at to get your next connection. Or maybe that was going to be where you were really going. So what is your final destination? Well, for us, it's not here. Our citizenship, our pilgrimage is in heaven, as it was with Abraham, whom God moved on from where he was, Ur of the Chaldees, and he went forward, not knowing where he was going, just that God was leading him. Abraham was a pilgrim. The children of Israel were pilgrims in the wilderness. We are pilgrims traveling through. And the problem is, we're just like Abraham. Abraham got so far, but when he reached the place called Haran, the last green place before the wilderness, he settled. He put down roots. He delayed. And that's our problem. We look at this world. It's very real to us. We think, well, this is kind of nice. Let's settle here. And in our minds, in our hearts, in our attitudes, we stop following God. We have to keep remembering, this is not our final destination. And what is the promise that we have? Verse 3 of 121, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. God will protect us. God will watch over us. Let me quote that most beloved psalm, Psalm 23, the first four verses. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. How we love that. The Lord is my shepherd, but he isn't your shepherd unless you make him your shepherd. He isn't your shepherd unless you keep your eyes on him, for he leads his sheep. If you're not watching the Lord Jesus, you're not going to know where he's gone. The Lord is my shepherd. He guides me in paths of righteousness. People, in this new year, if you would make a resolution, then I beseech you, make the resolution that says, I will make the Lord Jesus Christ my shepherd, my Lord, my God. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Those words, I can personally attest that in the valley of the shadow of death, he is with you. And it is wonderful. It is the only peace that we can rely on. Make him your shepherd. Psalm 121, verse 4 on. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day. In the Near East, in the summer, the sun is like a weapon. The sun can be your enemy. You need to be careful not to overheat. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Neither light nor darkness is hidden to God. He sees it all. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. We need to grasp the love and the security and the care of God. We put our lives into his hands. Have you done that? Then he cares for you. The Lord Jesus spoke in Luke chapter 12. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Wherever they go, those sparrows are under the gaze and care of God. Yet not one of them is forgotten by God, Jesus says. And he goes on, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Even the minutest details are under God's care. And he says, don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And then he says something significant that ties in with what I mentioned about the Lord needing to be our shepherd. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. You see, this is why we must never forget, nor never lose sight of the fact that we are only passing through this world. Every day is a new struggle for supremacy. Whom will we serve today? That's why he tells us to take up our cross and deny ourselves. How often? Daily. Daily. Every day is a new struggle for supremacy in the battle. Whom will we serve? Never forget, God watches and cares. Paul gives us this wonderful promise in Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And the love of God is active and powerful. It is because of the love of God that all things do work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Are you a disciple of Christ listening to me? Then God has called you according to his purpose, and all things will work together in your life for good. They may not seem good, but they are good. Psalm 121, verse 8. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Think of the words in Psalm 139. There is nowhere, the psalmist says, that I can go and be away from your presence. Heaven, hell, the furthest parts of the earth, There is nowhere, nor light, nor dark. Nothing will hide me from you. There is nowhere that I can go. The Lord, the psalmist says in 121 verse 8, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And talking of Psalm 139, let me set you some homework. Those of you who are hearing me, go and this week read Psalm 139, not just once, but twice, three times, four times, whatever, prayerfully, and get the great truths of this psalm of the Word of God into your life. And so we come to the beginning of a new year. And even though, as I've said, it makes no sense in the cosmic way, yet for us, we wonder, well, what's it going to be like? What's going to happen? There was a woman in England who rejoiced in the name of Minnie Louise Haskins. She was a poet, and she was also an academic. She lectured in sociology at the London School of Economics in the earliest part of the 20th century. And let me tell you that the London School of Economics is no mean institution. It's a very prestigious university. And she published a series of poems entitled God Knows. And it came to prominence because in 1939, war had been declared, of course, with Germany. And King George VI was due to give his Christmas address on the radio to the whole of the British Empire. And he used this poem from God Knows, The Gate of the Year. And it struck such a chord with everyone. Here it is, at least the opening section of it. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me towards the hills and the breaking of the day in the lone east. Very apt words for England facing a war with Germany. I've mentioned to you Psalm 139. At the end of the psalm is a wonderful prayer that I have never forgotten and often apply to my own life, and I commend it to the life of anyone who would try to be a disciple of Christ. It runs thus, Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. There is a hymn by Robert Robinson, which goes, the first verse goes thus, come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. And then the last verse. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, stronger than any fortress. Let that love bind us to you. Have mercy on our weaknesses. Yes, we are prone to wander. Take our hearts, our wandering hearts, seal them with your Holy Spirit. Bind them to you. Bring us safely home. Amen. May everyone hearing me follow the Lord Jesus Christ into this new year. Amen.